Namaste and welcome back. In my last podcast, I mentioned about parameters of mental health. In my last podcast, I talked about being proud to be a yoga student or a teacher. Why we need to be proud to be a yoga practitioner or a yoga teacher. And in that, I brought up about the topic of parameters of mental health. And I said I will be talking about that. It took some time for me because of so many things, travels and life situations. So otherwise, I wish to post more podcasts more regularly, trying to share my 30 years of practice and my passion. I love to do that. So let us look into parameters of mental health. If you Google about mental health, because that's what everyone does nowadays, anyone has any symptoms, they will immediately go to Google and they will try to type those symptoms and then they will try to diagnose themselves. I know it's like that for everything. We do the internet search, probably now not Google, I'm sorry, now I think they will go to artificial intelligence, ChatGPT and all that, the more modern versions. I'm still a old timer. So when we do that, we will find how it is defined. It is defined as our emotional, psychological and social well-being. Mental health is defined as our emotional, psychological and social well-being, and how it affects how we think, feel and act. Our mental health affects our thinking, feeling and acting, and how we handle stress and how we relate to others and how we make healthy choices. So there are so many points packed in this definition of mental health being defined as our emotional, psychological and social well-being, and it affects how we think, feel, act, how we handle stress, how we relate to others and how we make healthy choices. That means mental health is going to affect every aspect of our life. No doubt about it. Physical health, we all understand. Whenever we are sick, we know. For example, I am having cold, cough, fever, body pains, any pain in the body anywhere, any other disturbance in the system can be understood or experienced. Sometimes some disease may be growing inside and we may not be knowing, but a time will come when we will know that. But when it comes to mental health, it's a tricky situation. Because we understand everything with mind, and if that mind is not doing properly things, it's not in the right state, then it cannot understand itself. For example, if I am physically sick and if I am mentally all right, I will recognize that I am physically sick and then I will try to seek help. I may go to a doctor, I may use a self-medication, or I may do some home remedies. Something or the other I will do, or I will think that, okay, it will be all right in a couple of days, not to worry. So it's all, I know. But when it comes to mental health, if I am not in the right mental state, or I am not having the proper mental health, then it is very difficult. For example, again, when you Google, you will find what is not having mental health, they will put one thing as severe mood swings. People who have severe mood swings, they think they are all right. They will think that they are all right. Feel people who are numb, most of them, they think that they are all right. People who pull away from everybody else, who think of harming themselves and others, who have some inability to perform their daily tasks, they may not realize that they are in a sort of a tricky mental state. Because when we understand everything through our mind, and if that particular mind is not well due to whatever reasons, then we are in for difficulty. So we are not going into the completely the aspects of the mental health and all. Medically, there are people who are dealing with that. So I am not going into that area. I am approaching this topic from a spiritual point of view, Indian philosophical point of view. So I am not really trying to treat anyone or give any medicines for any chemical imbalance. But there are certain things which we can do, by which we can understand our state of mind and we can help ourselves. That is actually the purpose, the primary purpose of spirituality, Indian philosophical system. The whole approach of Indian philosophical system is to help us to have the right mental health, for which we need to first understand the parameters of mental health. When we look into what is a good mental health, state of mental health, how do we understand? You can see that they will talk about resilience to stress, flexibility, optimism, self-confidence, ability to take care of oneself and others, empathy, stable relationships, respect for self and others, clear thinking, sense of well-being, contentment. Like this, they will give a big list. In fact, when I was Googling, I thought of making a notes, but I didn't, because this is like a big list. But it's so difficult, you know, with this big list, then where to focus, where to start. So I would like to start on a few points, important points, and then maybe we will start going more deeper into it in the coming podcasts. But first one is, we should understand and appreciate the value of mental health. If we don't understand the importance of mental health and value of mental health, then we don't understand anything. Because everyone values money. I'm not degrading money. Money is important to run a lot of things. But everyone, 100%, everyone values money, but everyone doesn't value mental health. They don't understand. They think that it is there already. They take it for granted. So even with physical health, of course, but at least whenever we are not physically well, we understand. But when it comes to mental health, when I am not mentally well, I may not understand. I may think that I am all right, and in fact I will be pointing out to others that they are not all right. This is one of the problems. Sometimes when I was trying to give different perspectives about life and all, people came to me and said, how you know that what you are saying is right? So this is one question which comes up many times. How I know that what I am talking is right? So that is where I take a test for myself, how I am, what is my emotional, psychological and social well-being, how I am dealing with my stressful situations, how I am thinking, how I am feeling, how I am acting, how I am handling the relationship with others. When people come and hurt you, how you are reacting. So I have a way of looking at myself and see whether I am in a right state of mind or not. That doesn't mean that we are judging others, but imagine if the doctor is saying, when we go to a doctor and the doctor says that I am having some viral infection or a bacterial infection or fungal infection, do we say that he is judging? He or she is judging? We don't say that. We say that he is diagnozing. He or she is diagnozing our physical well-being. So even, it's not about judgments, it's about understanding. So the first thing I would like to focus on is feeling happy with oneself. Do we feel happy with oneself? I would like to bring focus to a few things, as I already mentioned, from the standpoint of Indian philosophical system, which is extremely profound. And in fact, when I go through the modern psychology and psychological approach, and I was surprised also to see many of the modern psychologists and psychotherapists, they are taking a lot from Indian philosophy. They don't acknowledge, they use their own vocabulary, but they take a lot from it. In fact, most of them are advising or advocating pranayamas and meditation and also right thinking, which is derived from a lot from Indian philosophy. So I'm starting from there. So feeling happy with oneself. Do we feel happy with ourselves, or we are not happy with oneself, with myself? If I'm not happy with myself, that is a one big sign of not having a good mental health. Because I don't feel happy with myself when I start comparing myself with others. This is one of the biggest tragedy of the modern life. The entire modern system, social media, everything, they promote comparison, and they want us to compare ourselves with others, and they always try to tell us that we need to improve, and we need to improve to feel better, feel good. So always the stories of celebrities, stories of business success, stories of success in all the fields, respective fields like art, music, or any other field, they try to promote. A lot of news keeps popping up. Every one person succeeds. If you can really go behind, you can see hundreds of people have failed. In take Olympics, only three people get the medals, gold, silver and bronze in a particular event, and so many have failed. What is their state of mental health? So similarly with a lot of other things in life, with the business, they always try to keep on popping up all the news. Once by mistake you click on the news connected to Elon Musk or some other stinking rich stupid fellow, then we keep on, this keeps on popping up only those news items, and then we keep on clicking, and then we keep on getting that only, and then we keep comparing ourselves with all these people, and we don't feel good. Any Instagram people, you can see, they will look at the celebrities having 2 million followers, 1 million followers, and they have only 2,000 followers, and it is not improving at all, whatever they do. They don't feel good about it. So this is where we need to understand. We first sign, in my opinion, I am trying to go in a different way. Feeling happy with ourselves is very important. And if we are not feeling happy with ourselves, we have to see if we are comparing ourselves with anyone, stop that bloody thing. And we can compare ourselves with others. I am not saying that we should become a self-satisfied smug. I am not saying that I am good, I don't need to do anything, and then I become lazy, and then I am not talking about that. Stop comparing your journey with others' journey. If you get a bigger picture of the Indian philosophy, we'll understand this is not one life. You may not agree, some of you may not agree, but we are having series of millions of lives, and we go through different experiences. We get all these lives because we need to experience so many things as conscious beings, living beings. We go through millions and millions of embodied experiences to fulfill our journey. So there is no comparison at all. So if at all someone wants to compare, let them compare themselves with themselves. That's all. And no comparisons, and feeling happy with oneself, and no judgments, no self-judgments, and no judgments with others. So let us focus here. Till I like to post my next podcast, I want you to look at yourself, how much you are comparing yourself with others, and whenever you are comparing, how you feel. So bring your awareness to how you feel. Because when we are talking about mental health, it is about how you think, how you feel, how you act. Whenever we are comparing ourselves with anyone, just observe how you feel. Do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel good about anything else in life? This is something which you need to bring focus to. So first, trying to bring this aspect, and of course even before that is the importance of recognizing, understanding and accepting the importance of mental well-being, mental health. If we don't understand that, we continue to give value to only money and only like recognition or things like that. Give importance to money. I'm not saying that you don't need to give. You don't need to give. You don't need to stop giving importance to all other things. But if you end up only valuing money, position, power, or recognition and connections to others, then you haven't understood about mental health. It's your choice. I'm not saying that people are not free. They are completely free. Everyone is absolutely free. That is what the Indian philosophical system says, that we are so free that we can think we are bound. Though our nature is unconditional, uninterrupted joy, we can think we are miserable, we are unhappy. Sometimes we can think we are happy, sometimes we can think we are unhappy. We can go through these ups and downs and continue to suffer and say that everything is wonderful. We are free. We are completely free. So, recognizing that and bringing awareness to the importance of mental well-being, we should stop comparing ourselves with anyone and trying to feel happy with oneself and do whatever you want to do with that state of happiness. You want to do different things, do them with that particular state of happiness and joy. No one stops you from doing. So don't depend on doing something and achieving something to feel happy. Instead, feel happy and do whatever you want to do. If you could do it, wonderful. If you are not able to do it, it's okay. So don't try to derive the motivation from comparison, but derive the motivation from a passion, from interest to do something, from a joy of doing something. So this is the first parameter for mental health, and I will continue with the other parameters. I'll be happy anytime. If you write to me on Facebook or Instagram in private, I'll be more than happy. I hardly get any feedback. So thank you so much. Wish you all the best. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.